لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على من بعثه الله رحمة للعالمين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Our Imam today, حفظه الله تعالى, in the first rak'ah of Salatul Isha, reminded us of that beautiful passage from Surah Al-Baqarah and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated as-siyam and the objective of siyam, and that is taqwa Allah azza wa jal, to gain the taqwa of Allah azza wa jal. And shortly after, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. And when my servants ask you about me, I am near. I answer the supplications of those who supplicate. So let them answer me and let them believe in me in order for me to guide them. A very important point here about dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after saying that He is near, He says, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي. And so it's like one of the conditions, or two conditions, in order for your dua to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that you answer Allah azza wa jal wherever He commands you to do something. And so whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, as one of the sahaba, he said, listen attentively, listen very carefully, for what is about to come is a command for you to do something which is beneficial, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to prohibit something which is not good for you. And so he says, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. This is the first condition. If we want our du'as to be answered by Allah Azza wa Jal, and we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to amaze us with His bounties and His blessings, it's very important that we are obeying Allah Azza wa Jal. And after all, isn't that what Islam is? Al-istislam. Doesn't Islam mean submission and surrender and obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal? فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. And let them believe in me. And so this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our dua. My dear brothers and my dear sisters in Islam, you know, our pious predecessors, as-salafu salih, their concern when it came to dua wasn't if the dua was going to be answered by Allah or not. That didn't concern them. That never worried them. They knew for surety that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He always answers the dua from a Muslim who is sincere and who follows the etiquettes of dua. But their concern was their ability to make the dua, their ability to actually make the dua. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, when it comes to dua and Allah Azza wa Jal answering the dua, when you raise your hands or you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of four things can happen. Either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you and grants you your dua and what you have desired or what you are asking for. This is the first one. He gives you what you want. Secondly, when you make dua, it might be that Allah Azza wa Jal gives you better than what you want. Because sometimes we want something, but it's not good for us. And sometimes we hate something, but it's actually good for us. Sometimes, subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He decrees for us to fall, to go down, in order to find what we are really looking for. And so the second one is that Allah Azza wa Jal can bless us with something even better than what we have asked for. Thirdly, from amongst the four ways that Allah answers our dua, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may ward off a harm that was coming our way, some evil that was coming our way, because you made dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wards off that harm, that evil. And fourthly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may not answer your dua in this dunya, but He answers it for you by giving you that which will be of the best outcome in the hereafter. So see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers your dua. So all that me and you have to do is make the dua. But the dua is like a weapon, as Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala in his book Ad-Da' wa-Dawa, he said that the dua is like a weapon. And as you know, you can have an amazing weapon, but if you don't know how to use the weapon, no matter how good it is, of what benefit is that weapon? So he said that the weapon is just as good as the one who is handling the weapon. So it's very, very important to be mindful, not only of the dua, but mindful of yourself and mindful of the things that can act as a barrier between you and your dua. What are some of the barriers? Like, for example, from amongst the barriers of dua is that you don't live, or you are not enveloped or surrounded by a halal environment. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions the situation of a man who's on a journey. He's a traveler, and the dua of a traveler, as you know, is answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, "Ash'ath aghbar." He says that his hair is disheveled and he is dusty. So he's in a state of need. يُطِيلُ السَّفَرْ أَشْعَثَ أَغْبَرْ يَمُدُّ يَدَيْهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ, that he raises his hands to the sama, and the sama is the qibla of the dua, raising your hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. He acknowledges the rububiyyah of Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who's able to make anything happen. Allahu Akbar. And so he says, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. But mat'amuhu haram. His food is from haram, and his drink is from haram, and his malbas, his clothing, is from haram. وَغُذِّيَ بِالْحَرَامِ, and his nourishment is from haram. فَأَنَّ يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ أَوْ فَأَنَّ يُسْتَجَابُ لِذَلِكَ. How is this person's dua going to be answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And so, my dear brothers and my dear sisters in Islam, it is so important to keep away from the haram. Yes. Don't compromise. Stay firm and ask Allah Azza wa Jal. One of the du'as that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to often make is, Ya muqallib al-qulubi, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. O turner of the hearts, make my heart steadfast on your deen. This is a very important du'a. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who gives you rizq. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who controls the hearts of people towards you, who controls the minds of people towards you. And so your rizq, your sustenance has already been ordained by Allah Azza wa Jal. As he said, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ, and in the heavens is your rizq, is your sustenance and what you have been promised. So we need to remember this. In the beginning of Ramadan, I came across a brother who was sharing with me a very inspirational story. He said to me that he wasn't upon the sunnah. And then alhamdulillah, he was guided by Allah Azza wa Jal. And he'd been working in his trade as a tradesman, and he had been working for such a long time. And subhanAllah, as soon as he put on the beard, as soon as he grew his beard, that's when the people around him in his workplace, and the people around him started to say things like, why don't you remove your beard? Why don't you shave it off? Why don't you take it off? We it's not really good to have this. And subhanAllah, he would go back to the sheikh and ask him for advice. And one day the sheikh said to him, my advice to you is to leave that job. Leave it for the sake of Allah. And so the next day, subhanAllah, he did exactly that. He had yaqeen, he had tawakkul in Allah Azza wa Jal. And he knows that when you leave off something for the sake of Allah, Allah compensates you with something better. And so he left it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the next day he put in his resignation. And then the day after that, he actually went onto the internet and he looked for work. And he came across a job in a company, and he put his resume through at 7 o'clock. And wallahi, he actually is showing me the email. He's sitting right next to me. He said, I want to show you. He showed me how he sent it at 7 o'clock, and how at 9 o'clock, 2 hours later, he received the news that he has gotten that job. He said to me, the next day, I had 30 jobs ready for me to go to. That's taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. But when you have taqwa Allah Azza wa Jal, and your primary goal, and the one that you want to please is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He provides a way out, He gives you this makhraj from where you least expect it. And he gives you sustenance from where you least expect it, my dear brothers and my dear sisters in Islam. So our primary goal should always be the pleasure of Allah. We don't do things to go to Jannah. We don't do things because we want to be saved from the hellfire. We do things for the pleasure of Allah, because when you do things for the pleasure of Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you, you go to Jannah. You get saved from the hellfire and you have a good life in this life. So it's so important to remember that we are after the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it comes to dua, my dear brothers and my dear sisters in Islam, it is imperative that we have yaqeen. Ud'u Allaha wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, make dua and you are optimistic and you are confident that Allah azza wa jalla is going to answer you. Just like Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu wa arda was confident. And he made dua when he wanted to be the one who accompanies the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the migration, al-hijrah from Mecca to Medina. And he made dua and he wanted to be that one. And subhanAllah, what happens? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he comes knocking on his door and he tells him, he gives him the glad tidings and the news that you are coming with me. Now when he said this, what happened? Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu wa arda had already packed the provisions for two people. That's yaqeen. He had certainty that Allah azza wa jal will answer his dua. So when you make dua, go about your life as if your dua has already been answered. Be optimistic, but don't be hasty and don't say, oh, I make dua and my dua is never answered. How do you know that your dua is not answered? Repeat the dua. And the best dua is the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And especially during these noble nights, whereby one of these nights is Laylatul Qadr, the best dua to make is Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you are one who pardons. You love to pardon, so pardon me. This is an amazing dua, a powerful dua, because it's not just about ghufran. It's not just about covering up of your sin. It's about a total obliteration of your sins, removal of the sins. And subhanAllah, so whenever you are not sure what to ask for, and you are overwhelmed with asking for so many things, just ask Allah Azza to forgive you. Because when He forgives you, what's going to happen? Amazing things are going to come your way in this dunya and in the akhirah. And especially during the times that dua is highly accepted, like during your sujood, like between adhan and iqamah, like between asr and maghrib every Friday, like in the third part of the night, and especially in your tahajjud. Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullahu ta'ala, he said that the dua that is made during tahajjud is like the arrow that never misses its target. And so let us be mindful of this. And let us ask Allah Azza wa Jal to guide us to what is best for us. And that's from amongst the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma alhimni rushdi wa qini sharra nafsi. Oh Allah. Allahumma alhimni rushdi. Oh Allah. Guide me to that which brings about guidance. And protect me from the evil of my own self. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us all steadfast, especially during the difficult times of calamity and hardships and misfortune. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to answer our dua always and to bless us with all that will bring us happiness in this life and that will bring us massive success and happiness in the akhirah. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله.